On Christmas Day of 2005, Pope Benedict XVI published his encyclical called Deus Caritas Est, means God is love. And in it, he said this: being a Christian is not the result of an ethical choice or a lofty idea, but the encounter with an event, a person who gives life a new horizon and decisive direction. That is a good corrective, I think, on a tendency today to reduce our faith to a moral project, simply trying to be good. And while I applaud efforts at growing in holiness, I think sometimes this misses an essential part of the gospel. Being a Christian is really not about who we are and what we do. Being a Christian is about who Jesus is and what he does. Yesterday in our parish, we dedicated our new icon crucifix, which we pray will help many people encounter Jesus, the person, especially in our Eucharist. This beautiful art is the result of many years of praying and planning, studying the U.S. Bishop's document on art and environment, and lots of meetings. It is possible because of the generosity of the family of Leo and Suzanne Peters, who contributed to the development and installation. It's possible because of the great talent of our iconographer, Kathy Severs from Oregon, who was with us yesterday. And it's especially possible because of the gift of Phil Baumel and his family, and is dedicated in memory of his wife, Rita. In his excellent book, The Passion and the Cross, Father Ron Rollheiser says this: if we understand the cross, all the rest of what Jesus teaches us makes sense. Inversely, if we do not understand the cross, all the rest of what Jesus teaches us won't make sense. He goes on to say that the cross of Christ is not really well understood, but the divine love it reveals can be deeply felt in the depths of our hearts. It's interesting how the dedication of our crucifix falls on this feast of the Epiphany. So I thought, well, how on earth can I put those two things together? And actually, we're going to conclude the homily by singing a song together, which does this amazingly well. In fact, it's almost like it was commissioned for this this weekend. But those two things do fit together, because both reveal the astounding love of God. Revealed in a powerless child in a manger, and also revealed in a powerless Christ on the cross. On Epiphany, we see an amazing truth that God came to us to share in our very life. On Good Friday, we see an even more amazing truth that God came to us to share in our very death. This is the God that we gather to worship every Sabbath, Jesus the Christ. Pope Benedict reminds us that being a Christian is essentially an encounter with a person who gives our life decisive direction. In many years ahead, many future generations, and thousands of people from all over this world will gather here in our beloved sacred space. May they encounter the love of Christ in our Eucharist, there in our crucifix. And even if we don't fully understand it. May we deeply feel it.
Number 436, Wood of the Cradle. Number 436.